This is Voice of Bainbridge. I'm Philippe Boucher. And today I have two guests. They came to talk with me about a new organization they are going to start on Bainbridge. Bainbridge Trees. And as you know, I love trees, so I'm very much interested by this new project. So there is Olaf and Jim, and maybe you can introduce each other.
I'm Olaf Ribeiro, and I live on Bainbridge Island, and I've been involved in trees since 1981 on the island.
And how long have you been living here?
Since 1981.
So
I've seen a lot of changes, and I've seen a lot of beautiful trees lost to development, and I think it's time we try to stop and save what the few trees we have left that are of historic importance.
And you have a professional interest in trees as well. You have a professional training.
Yes, I have a professional training in trees, and I do tree work both internationally and across the nation, helping people save significant trees.
And Jim, you have also a professional interest in trees.
Yes, I do. I'm Jim Trainer. I'm with the group called Kitsap Trees. And basically right now I'm working on a Kitsap Trees Heritage Tree Program where trees of historical cultural significance or champion status will be protected under a ordinance by the Kitsap County Commissioners.
And do we have a heritage trees on Bainbridge?
Yes, you do. You have heritage trees on Bainbridge. Olaf and I went out and collected seeds from heritage trees to propagate them in a nursery at Silverwood School so that they can be distributed all throughout Kitsap County for trails and parks.
So what's this new initiative that you are starting, Bainbridge Trees?
So now we decided it's time that we formed our own group on the island called Bainbridge Trees. And pretty soon, with the help of Philippe Boucher, we are hoping to have this website set up. And we thank him profusely for, you know, willing to help us get this thing going, because he has the expertise that we desperately need. And once this site is up and going, we hope that we'll get enough citizen input to influence legislation in our city to protect our trees.
When you mean legislation, you mean an ordinance to protect trees?
Yes, we want an ordinance to protect our trees with significant enforcement that will make developers and citizens think twice about taking down historic trees.
And there are many cities that already have such ordinances.
Yes. I think Bainbridge is one of the few cities in the state of Washington that does not have such an ordinance. And we're hoping that being as enlightened as we are in this city, that we would at least understand the importance of trees and be willing to support this ordinance.
As I recall, you had also mentioned the possibility, I mean, the fact that the city should have a tree specialist at hand, a tree urban arborist, or what is it called?
I think that the city should have a community forester. Basically, a community forester could run all the tree programs, make sure the ordinance is enforced, similar to Olympia, Seattle, some of the other cities here in Washington. They all have foresters.
And is there special training? Because I thought some of the people already at the city hall had their training as arborists, so they could become community forester eventually.
Yes, there's some people in the city that are ISA, which is International Society of Arboriculture certified arborist.
So they could do that, but the question, as I said, is how can you be independent enough, considering that, you know, there is a lot of pressure sometimes to cut trees?
Well, I was the urban forester for the city of Bremerton for over 5 years, and you do make decisions on trees. You can be independent. There is a lot of politics involved, but you can kind of work your way through that.
And how does that work? I mean, are the public involved? How do you do that?
Yeah, there was a tree commission, and actually a lot of times when there was big decisions to be made about trees of any kind of significance in the city, it would be taken to the tree commission, and it would be a consensus between the groups.
But here, the Community Forestry Commission hasn't done much at all, if anything, really, frankly. And I think they wanted to make an inventory. Have they done the inventory, Olaf? Or
yes, they did. They started with an inventory downtown. And when I saw the inventory, I realized that they had missed some of the significant trees downtown.
Really?
And so I hired Arthur Lee Jacobson, who's written the book on trees of North America and trees of Seattle and is the foremost authority in this nation on trees. And I hired him at my own personal cost to come down and join Jim Trainor and myself, and spent half a day with him walking the downtown area, and he pointed out trees that he thought were of significance. He identified a champion, Prunus virginiana. It's the only species that he thinks of that size in the state of Washington, and it's going to be in his next book. And I tried to get the city to save this tree in the downtown Winslow area, but so far I've had no response to saving this tree. We also found a grove of Monterey pine, which is the only grove of Monterey pine in anywhere in this area. And this really excited Arthur Lee Jacobson. And again, I got I didn't get any response from the city.
Who are you talking with when you say you are talking with the city?
I talked to the Forestry Commission, and they said they had their own ideas of what they, you know, were going to do, and nothing's happened. And yet the trees are not protected. So this is why we decided if we formed our own group called Bainbridge Trees, we probably have a better chance of saving some of our significant trees.
And you also mentioned that you had had some contacts with people with the Sierra Club. Can you talk a little about that, Tim?
Yes, I went to a meeting last week with Becky Stanley and Nancy Woodman, and actually pitched the Heritage Tree Program to them, and they were very receptive. Now, the Heritage Tree Program is very simple. If the tree is on public property, it's automatically protected. If the tree is on private property, the private property owner is offered a conservation easement, and the property owner gets a tax break. So it's win-win all the way around. It's not very difficult to put this program in place.
And who is in charge of that program? It's the city that's in charge, or the county?
The city would be in charge, or the county would be in charge, depending on where it's going to be implemented. And then there would be a community forester that would probably run the program.
So I guess the first step you could take is to ask the city, if you haven't already asked but didn't get any answer, to start such a heritage tree program?
That's correct. I've been asking the Kitsap County Commissioners now for, this is going on the third year, to adopt. You know, the bottom line here is what they need to do is throw out the fluff stuff and actually get down to the brass tacks and save these trees. They have a compostologist on board for $35 an hour, and they don't even have a forester. So it just doesn't make any sense to me. And there's trees coming down every single day.
You know, this past year, I've documented hundreds of significant trees that went down all over the island. And the Forestry Commission would give me no response or help in saving any of these trees. And thus far, even the few times when we needed help, and with their position, we probably would have got, you know, they would have probably listened to us. But they never showed up at any of these things, like even in the downtown. They were not even interested in locating these trees that we found that were of significance. So our best bet is if we form our own group where we can make our own plaques and put them by the side of the tree so the public understands that these trees are of significance and should be saved. We have an apple tree downtown, which the only single apple tree left from the original homestead that became the city of Winslow, and it needs to be saved because it's the last historic record of what was originally Winslow.
Where is it located?
Yeah. It's located in front of the Winslow Clinic, and I talked to Dr. Hager, and he's more than willing to put in the time and money involved in saving that tree. So that was a big significant step for us, and he's given us the green light to do whatever needs to be done to save this tree. There are two other significant trees near fruit trees between BPA and the historic museum, and we were desperately trying to save these two trees, but they want to change that into a parking lot, so that those trees are going to go. And it's a shame that they can still pick these trees up and move them elsewhere because they are of significance. But thus far, we've got no response to.
And when is that supposed to take place?
It's in the works. That parking lot will be expanded sometime in the future.
Hmm. So we hope that we'll certainly have the opportunity to talk again. We're going to find you on the blog, on the website, and we'll give the references to the people. And then I guess eventually you'll have a formation meeting or several meetings to mm-hmm. so that people can join you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome, and I'm sure we're going to do things.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to get our ideas before the public, and hopefully we'll get a good response.
Well, you know, if we don't talk for the trees, they're not going to talk for themselves. So
that's correct.
That's a very true statement.
Mm-hmm. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.